habitat destruction wouldn't count as harm under a rule proposed by the Trump administration. The change would only bar actions that kill or directly harm a species. Rich Belfis is president and CEO of the International Crane Foundation. He says the population of endangered whooping cranes has grown from about 20 birds in the 1940s to roughly 800 today. Belfis worries their habitat and recovery could be at risk.
Stripping away protections and making it easier to develop habitat or to harm the birds, that's not the solution that we need.
Wisconsin has 25 species that are listed as federally threatened or endangered. If approved, some experts say the changes may have a minor effect in Wisconsin because other protections are in place. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.